Report, Bo Biden charity takes in millions, spends fraction on helping children. By Amy Furr on March 27, 2022. The Bo Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children reportedly took in $3.9 million in 2020 but spent a smaller amount on assisting children, which is the charity's mission. As the New York Post reported on Saturday, the Delaware-based charity, which was started in honor of President Biden's late son, got an infusion of $1.8 million from the Biden Foundation before the group shut down in 2020, according to the charity's latest tax filings. The Bo Biden charity also took in $225,000 from entities tied to a top political donor and bundler to President Biden. Despite the $2 million-plus windfall, the organization put only $544,961 in 2020 toward its stated purpose of protecting children from abuse, according to tax filings. The Bo Biden Foundation website says it believes child abuse can be prevented through effectively educating adults and children, developing the next generation of child welfare professionals and strengthening child protection laws around the country. The group spent $932,865 in 2020, and a large portion went to salaries of Biden cronies who had executive positions with a nonprofit organization, according to the Post. Meanwhile, Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, author of Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, explained Hunter Biden's laptop showed he and his father, President Joe Biden, had intermingled finances when the elder Biden served as vice president. He continued, "It's very clear that the president and his son, Hunter Biden, had intermingled finances. Their money was flowing between the two, and I think what the Biden family has to be very worried about with this grand jury looking into the tax evasion charges for Hunter Biden is there could very well be something that embroils the president himself because nobody was paying taxes on the money that Hunter Biden is using to pay for his father's bills." Biden's son, Hunter, had a position on the board of the Bo Biden Organization in 2020 when the Post reported about his laptop. Meanwhile, most Americans think President Biden has a conflict of interest regarding Ukraine because of his family members' questionable business dealings, a recent Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey found.